Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On this sensational Sunday morning, August 13th. And our do not scripture for the day. Some of these scriptures, honey, it's amazing. They're repeated in the Bible, you feel like. Psalm 56:11. But God wants you to know it. In God I trust and I'm not afraid. What can man do to me?
That's good.
Psalm 56:11, yeah.
That is really, really.
Well, it's what he wants us to know, and what can you say? I love it.
Today we're going to teach, if you're doing it, stop it.
Which means?
How many of you have children? Have you ever written instructions for your kids to follow, only to have them ignored? Have you ever told your kids something, only to have them forget? Suffer the consequences of their temporary memory lapse? Were your instructions either written or verbal words of wisdom that, if followed, would have saved your children from experiencing anxiety, heartache, embarrassment, pain, or loss? Why do you think your children didn't listen, obey, or learn from your instructions? Do you think they really weren't listening? Do you think they weren't paying attention? Do you think they weren't able to read or comprehend your instructions? Do you think they doubted your words of wisdom? Do you think they thought they knew more than you? Do you think they just didn't take the time necessary to follow your advice? Do you think they were just being disobedient? Do you think they just didn't care? Did the fact that your children didn't follow your instructions make you want to give up on them or start giving them the benefit of your counsel? We doubt it. But let's bring this question on. When you're told something by an expert, do you always believe it? Do you always take his or her advice? If not, why not? Have you ever thought about that? How many times do we have to hear something to realize it's true? How many times do we have to read something penned by the world's foremost expert to believe what he says or do what he asks? How many times do you have to read something in the Word of God to know that what he says he means and he means what he says? How many times will you ignore his instruction that could save you anxiety, heartache, embarrassment, pain, or loss? How can we expect our earthly children to do something that we're sometimes unwilling to do for our Heavenly Father, like following his instructions? If God tells us to be not afraid, how many times does he have to tell us something before we get it and live it? We're told 26 times in the King James Version of the Bible to be not afraid. 44 verses in the Message Bible says don't be afraid. 66 verses in New Living Translation with the exact same scriptural directive. Regardless of whether you say be not afraid or don't be afraid, the message is clear. Yet way too many believers are afraid. Afraid of what will happen if they lose their job. Afraid what will happen if their unfaithful spouse leaves them. Afraid of the bad report the doctor gave them. Afraid of losing a child when you require them to follow the rules of the house. Afraid of losing your retirement income. Afraid of being evicted from your apartment. Afraid of your supervisor at work. Afraid what you'll do if your house goes into foreclosure. Afraid of dropping sales in your business. Afraid of what's happening in the world's political and economic system. Afraid of any and everything? I think you're getting the picture.
You know, a lot of people say, but yes, Brother Harold, Sister Bev, it's easy to say, do be not afraid, unless you're the one going through the fire. One of the things that Harold read that, you know, on and on and on and on about all the things that can happen negative, that's what the enemy likes to bombard us with so that we feel like we're swirling, that we're not going to ever make it again. But it's what we put our focus on is going to change us around. And if you read the Bible, you can read those do not fear scriptures. There is no asterisk at the scripture that says that doesn't apply to and put your name in it, and or this situation, problem, or circumstance. You know, every word in the scripture, all 800,000 of them, were carefully chosen just for us as we travel through this life. And we have the word from the ultimate authority. There might be experts who don't really know everything, but there is an expert who does know everything when we get in and let the Holy Spirit within us lead us in those scriptures. Like in John 6:20, where it says, "And he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid." If the Lord says, "It is I," he's with you, and he said he'd never leave you or forsake you, then you don't need to be afraid. I know that we read this scripture the other day in Psalm, I think it's 56, where it says, "What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee." Say that over and over to yourself until your spirit is calm again. The creator of heaven and earth has given specific words for us. Be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, as it says in Deuteronomy 20, verse 1. We don't have to be afraid because we're not the one that's fighting all these battles.
Yes.
We need to be putting our battles into the Lord's hands and waiting and seeing what he would say about them. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's.
Glory.
And that's in 2 Chronicles 20:15. He said it to Hezekiah. And he said it to other people too. One of the ones I love is in 2 Chronicles, where it says it was Asa, King Asa, and he was going up, Israel was going up against a million warriors, and they only had a few thousand. A million, and he goes, Lord, can you imagine how he felt, Lord? He goes, it doesn't matter if the one you help is mighty or powerless. Help us, O Lord, in this situation. And you know what? God did it. You know, there are a lot more fighters on your team than anybody else's team. You need to take courage in that. 2 Chronicles 32:7, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid or dismayed of the king of Assyria, nor of all the multitude that is with him. For there are be more with us than with them. Open the eyes of our enlightenment, Lord. Joshua 11:6 says, and the Lord said to Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up all slain before Israel. You know, we are Israel's heritage. No matter where we live or what we're doing, our team leader is always with us. And I like Joshua 1:9, which we do quote quite a bit. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and be of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. It's not a matter of I'll only be with you in certain places. So we don't have to be afraid of what we see. In 1 Samuel 28:13, it says, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? You don't have to be afraid of what you've heard. It says, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard in 2 Kings 19:6. You don't have to be afraid of these secret attacks of the enemy. You hear me? In Proverbs 3:25, it says, be not afraid of sudden fear. See, that's what the enemy likes to do. He likes to throw, oh, what if, or something at you. It says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. We don't have to be afraid because our enemy can't harm us. In Jeremiah 10:5, it says, be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. You're going to be delivered from the attacks of the enemy when we put our faith and trust in the Lord. Jeremiah 42:11, be not afraid of them, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. You don't have to be afraid of what they say or what you see, because we just need to stay focused.
Yes.
The more we stay focused on what the Lord is saying, the more we can dismantle what the enemy is trying to come against us and make us fear over.
Yes.
Ezekiel 2:6 says, but thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. They're going to be always enemies in the world, but the That's Lord it. Our God has yes. a bunch of protection.
Yes, he does.
His angel encamps around about us and keeps us safe. Seven. Why? Because the scripture says we reverence him and love him.
Amen. The Word of God also gives some very specific instructions on what to do to keep from being afraid.
There you go.
First, you must believe the Word. Mark 5:36. 5:36. Be not afraid, only believe. Second, you must be cheerful in the midst of an attack. Matthew 14:27. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Third, once you've energized your faith, you must get up and fulfill God's assignment for your life. Matthew 17:7. And Jesus came and touched him and said, arise and be not afraid. Fourth, just as God has delivered you, you must testify to others about God's word so they experience his manifestation in their own lives. Matthew 28:20. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brother that they may go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Fifth, you must praise the Lord continually, confident in the knowledge that no man or no thing can harm you. Psalm 56:4, New International Version. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortal man do to me? Six, your reward for not being afraid will come from a source with unlimited benefits. Genesis 15:1 Message Bible. After all these things, this word of God came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward will be grand. So we need to ask you a question. Did this teaching witness to your spirit? If not, we encourage you to read it again and again, or listen to it again and again. Mm-hmm. It'll be on podcast within about 2 days. No, you got to understand, and that's why we're reading this scripture every day this year, about do not be afraid. God does not want us afraid because he's given us the victory.
Yeah, not a spirit of fear. And the key is really, I mean, I say, there's a lot of stuff that could put that if we let our eyes or our ears or, you know, judge. Don't let it come out of your mouth. Focus right. And make the Lord bigger
Absolutely.
Than any other resource Absolutely. You have.
Absolutely. Join us tonight, 6 yes. p.m. Eastern.
Hallelujah.
For Rich Thoughts TV.
You're going to love it.
6 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it by going to YouTube, to Rich Thoughts Online TV. YouTube, Rich Thoughts Online TV. You can go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says watch
Devin
Harold. Yeah. Or you can go to Savior Connect. And
watch it there.
Watch it's it live. There. No matter where you watch it, just watch it.
Yeah, you'll
know. Because it'll bless you.
It will.
Hallelujah.
Talking about the hands
yes.
that are before you. Anyway, Amen. Praise the Lord.
Till tonight at 6 p.m. and every morning at 8:30. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.